The Charity of the Week.
So all this week, we are speaking to James Cherry about Isle of Pride. And James, I have to say, I'm delighted that you're back. How did all of this happen?
Yeah, so obviously in 22, following some issues that came up at Pride then, the director said, look, we're going to wind the charity up. Thankfully, they didn't. And then in the August, I think it was about the July, August 24, I got a message off one of the then directors and said, look, something needs to happen in the next month, otherwise we are going to wind it up. There was a group of us who got together and took the mantle on, basically, and that's how I got involved. I mean, prior to that, I was a volunteer at Pride 21, and then I was volunteer coordinator for 22, so I've been around Pride for the best part of 5 years, so that's my role, is giving representation out there in the wider community for the LGBT community.
Which is so important. And I have to say, thinking back to like 2021 Pride, that first sort of big event for Isle of Pride, it was just wonderful seeing everyone come together and seeing that actually there is an enormous amount of support on the Isle of Man for the community. And it was such a great feeling. It is going to be a bit different this year. There's not necessarily a huge one-off event. You're sort of spreading events throughout the year, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were trying to put some sort of event on, big event. Sadly, that's not going to come to fruition, but I would say don't be disheartened. We are going to be doing other things, and we will hopefully have a bigger, better event in 2027. Events wise, you know, we've got Pride Cinema Club back again. We're now working properly in collaboration with Michelle Haywood of Friday Flicks and Picks, I think it's called, down in Port St Mary. So on this, the last weekend in June, and on the Friday we're going to be showing Love, Simon, and on the Saturday we're showing the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and before both viewings we'll be showing No Manners in Ireland as well. So be a great evening. It's free. It's been supported through a grant from the Arts Council to put on, so it's free to get in. If you want to get out, you have to give a donation.
Who are the events for? They're not just for members of the community, are they open to everyone?
All our events are open to everyone. We are a very much an open house. As long as you respect other people in the community and people in general, you're more than welcome to come along, get involved in all of our activities, and just have a good time. It's essentially as that.
And it will be a good time, I have to say. I'm delighted as well to see that Vida is now doing a regular performance, isn't she?
She is. I've been to the last two. There was a lot of members of the community at the first one. The second one was Easter weekend, so there was a lot of people out, and an encore was extremely busy that night. They actually had a hen do in that night that normally they may stay for one or two, actually stayed the whole night because they love Vida that much. So I think that's a great success for Vida, and I hope that carries on.
And also, there's been something of an announcement about a very special guest you've got coming over.
Yeah, so it's coming out this week, as you've just mentioned, is that we are bringing Bruce Mowat, the Olympic curling Team GB skip, over for an evening within the Gaiety Theatre, which is on the 26th of July. Tickets are £28. So at the moment, we have just opening it up in the stalls, but if demand exceeds that, then we will open the Gaiety up further. So please come along and support. It's not just going to be all about Bruce's life being as an openly gay athlete. We'll talk about his sport and achievements, everything like that as well.
Earlier this week, James, you mentioned that as well, one of the things that the committee are wanting to do is some training. What does that involve?
Yeah, so this is something that we're going to offer out to organisations, corporates, so we're hopefully going to start that in the very near future. And that's going to be based on topic areas within the community. It could be the very basics of the LGBTQ plus community. It could be history of the LGBT movement. You know, Manx Care have already asked for specific training within the community as well. So it's working with the likes of Manx Care with their student nurses. and organisations to just raise awareness of issues and behaviours. That's another one, is terminologies. You know, people, a lot of people are now scared of pronouns, and I'm like, if you call someone the wrong pronoun and they can tell it's not with malice, they're very unlikely to be angry with you. Just say, oh, sorry. It's just understanding the basics, and that's where we want to give some training out to people who want it, and hopefully we can get that rolling as soon as possible.
And obviously that's something that is, you know, it's a challenge for some people across the world really now, because mm-hmm. things have changed quite dramatically over the past few years. But the Isle of Man, it does feel like we've come very far in a very short space of time, considering where we were at in the 90s. But from your point of view, what is it like living on the Isle of Man as someone in the community?
I don't particularly have an issue. I think I can count on one hand the time I've incurred issues. And I've been able to deal with them there and then. I think there are times when we may be members of the community, just let things ride when they shouldn't. And maybe we do need to work with others, such as the police and other organisations, to say, look, this has happened, this needs dealing with, or this has happened and we don't think that was right, etc. Again, it's that training element. Just giving advice out on certain things now. And if people are interested, they're more than welcome to ask for training or attend any events that we may put on.
And you've been quite busy yourself, haven't you? Because you were just giving a part of the panel on the grad fair, weren't you? How did that go?
It just flew by. It went really well. There's four of us on the panel. We gave flyers out to the department to put in all the goodie bags, so hopefully we pick up some volunteers that way as well. So if anyone does see one of our flyers saying, do you want to volunteer, QR code, scan it. You'll go to our link tree where you'll have links to our events, sign up to be a volunteer, all manner of things. So please go and have a look at that. There's a link to it on our Facebook page as well. So go there, give us a like and a follow, everything like that, and you can keep up to date with what we're doing.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.